I think we should feel like movie stars today.
We
are
we
actually
should.
At the site of a film that's being produced. It's right here on the campus of Eastern
right.
Michigan University.
There's a feature film being shot in the area called Pilot Error, and they're going to be spending a couple days on campus filming a couple crowd scenes. There's a picket line scene. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. They're right here in your backyard.
Exactly, and they're actually hiring some folks on campus to be extras as part of this thing, and some folks from the Purple Rose Theater involved as primary actors in the film. It's being produced by Roger Rappaport, and it's basically a fictional thriller based on the real-life events of an airplane that went from South America to Paris but disappeared for 2 years somewhere along the way.
How is that possible?
I don't even know. But I guess we'll find out. It's going to be released next fall, so we'll find out when it comes out.
Yeah,
but
keep
the movie
an eye
is
out.
Shooting today and right through Sunday here on the EMU campus. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Pretty cool.
Now, movies, apparently more central to White House life than I ever knew.
I just read a wonderful story in Entertainment Weekly, my personal favorite news source for movie news. And The White House has a fabulous little screening room, and I also recently saw a pictorial history of this screening room and how it's evolved over the years is also it's pretty cool. If you can search it out there, the pictorial history of the White House screening room. So it's this little jewel box theater, and they do some really important film screenings, but then there are others that they pass on. So these official White House screenings, you know, Mandela just recently had a screening, but 12 Years a Slave did not.
Were there political motives behind the decision of which one gets in and which one doesn't?
Yeah, I think so. The Mandela is a Weinstein Company film, and Harvey Weinstein is a high-profile Obama backer. So if you look at some of the films that are shown and some of the films that aren't, it appears that you can buy your way into a White House screening.
And I would think that there's a certain cachet that goes with having your film screened at the White
House
by the president, and that may play into award season.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as some of you may recall, Michelle Obama was actually the person that announced the Best Picture Oscar winner last year at the Academy Awards. Now, it happened to be Argo, which did not receive an official White House invite. So maybe it's not as important as it appears, but there's definitely a political leaning to the film.
And if you lose, you now have an excuse.
That's right. It didn't play in the White House.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating that, you know,
Something really is
innocuous as a film screening could have so much repercussion through the entertainment
industry. Is it a private screening for a family who just happens to be the president of the United States, or is there money behind it? Is it really that important? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, is the White House being used for fundraising endeavors? That wouldn't be cool.
That's right.
Well, I guess we'll find out because somebody's going to blow the whistle if they're that unhappy.
I'll keep an eye out.
Exactly right. Well, you know, there's a lot of movies that are going to be available to us over the weekend, some of which are brand new.
Yep.
Dallas Buyers Club is coming up. And this has got some Oscar buzz all
on
its own.
Oh, absolutely. So that's another thing that's kind of hit my radar recently is how much is the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences rewarding significant physical transformations? And that, talk about a fascinating topic, you know, is Matthew McConaughey a shoo-in to be nominated for Best Actor
because he lost so much weight? Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know.
Well, you can go back to Daniel Day-Lewis and My Left Foot.
Oh, yep, definitely. Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman and their makeup transformations. Granted, those aren't the same as losing a ton of weight, but, and you know, they both won.
Robert De Niro in a couple of different films, Awakenings, and then what was the boxing one?
Raging Bull,
you know, both very major physical transformations, and he was rewarded.
It's a really, really, just think about it for a
second. So unhealthy, too.
Oh, absolutely. And he only lost 40 pounds. You look at somebody like Christian Bale and how much weight he lost for The Machinist
put on for Batman.
Yeah,
and whatever else.
Crazy. It can't be healthy. Be that as it may, Dallas Buyers Club opens on Friday down at the Michigan Theater. It's the story of a real-life Texas cowboy, Ron Woodruff, who was diagnosed with HIV in 1985. And he was given 30 days to live, and this was in the very early days of the AIDS epidemic, and the U.S. was divided over how they were going to combat the virus. And there weren't a lot of government-approved effective medicines that were available.
So you had to go out of the country.
Right. So Ron, this kind of kooky cowboy, just sort of takes matters into his own hands, and he going out of the country to purchase drugs, medicine for HIV, both legal and illegal. And he started a buyer's club. It appears that he ran it out of a hotel for a while. The film is just getting amazing buzz, primarily for Matthew McConaughey, but also for Jared Leto, who has a strong supporting role in the film. I just think it looks great.
And he, too, went down to like,
lost a whole bunch of weight.
He was skinny to begin with. So.
Yeah, that guy. So that opens on Friday down at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of Oscar buzz. And,
yep.
I know a few people in California that have gotten to see it already, and they say it's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm hearing things like it doesn't go down that treacly, sweet, power of redemption kind of what we expect from biopics a lot of the time. So I think it looks like a pretty solid film.
And on the foreign film front?
We have a couple things. We have Wajda opening on, or actually that's just playing a couple days, the 24th through the 26th. It's the first feature film shot entirely in Saudi Arabia, as well as the first feature film made by a female Saudi filmmaker.
Really? In 2013, yep. It's the first fully shot in Saudi Arabia?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's the story of a little girl who's living in a suburb of Riyadh. She really wants to buy a bike because she gets kind of pushed around by this boy in her neighborhood, and she wants to challenge him to a bike race. But she lives in a society that sees bicycles as dangerous to a girl's virtue. And so she's kind of trying to subvert the system a little bit. It just looks charming. It really does. And the acting looks spectacular. So that's playing down at the Michigan
Theater. It could be educational for somebody like me who clearly doesn't understand the culture.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we're also down at the Michigan, we're also opening Philomena, which is also getting huge buzz, primarily for Judi Dench.
Anything she's in, there's always Oscar buzz.
If Judi Dench is like the patron saint of the Michigan Theater, the troika of Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, and Helen Mirren, if they're in a film, people come down in droves to the Michigan Theater for good reason. Judi Dench is an incredible actress. So Philomena is it's based on an investigative book by BBC correspondent Martin Sixsmith. And Philomena Lee had conceived a child out of wedlock, something her Irish Catholic community didn't look too fondly upon. And she was forced to give the baby away for adoption. And she much, much later in life meets this BBC reporter. And she wants to discover her long-lost son, and they go on a journey that takes them from England to Ireland to the United States. And I haven't seen the film, but I know that a couple of our colleagues saw it at the Toronto Film Festival, just raved about it, that it's just outstanding.
And Steve Coogan's one of those guys, when you see his face, you'll know who he is. He's funny,
absolutely.
He's good in everything,
and
but
this,
you may not know who his name is.
This is a serious role for him, which is a bit of a departure. He is primarily known as a wry comedian, and he is getting really great response, too, for this dramatic role.
Very fun. Now, the biggest movie of the weekend is clearly going to be The Hunger Games.
Dallas Buyers Club. No, of course, The Hunger Games.
There's been people waiting online for a week now.
Oh, yeah. Well, with good reason. It's a cultural phenomenon.
Never read the book. Never seen
you
the movie.
You gotta read the books. You gotta read the books. The first two books are really, really good. The third one just kind of ties it up neatly. It's not that great. Sorry, that's my opinion.
So is this the second or the third in the series of movies?
This is the second in the series. So Katniss has returned home to her district after winning the 74th annual Hunger Games. She has to go on the... you got to read the books, David. So she's going on a tour with her fellow Victor, and a tour of all the districts, and she realizes that there is definitely some unrest in the other districts. And then comes the 75th annual Hunger Games, which is the Quarter Quell. And for those of you who have read the books, you know that big things happen at the Quarter Quell. It's a competition that could change
Katniss's life.
It's like
Katniss's you're speaking life. Latin to me.
I'm sorry. You gotta read them. They're so good. They're not just young adult literature. I have a soft spot in my heart for young adult literature, but they're
solid.
But
this
solid.
Is beyond. It stands on its own.
Oh, absolutely.
And the movie, the first one was a fair representation of the book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I won't be going this weekend, but I will be seeing it in the theater. It's that good.
All right. Well, what else are my options in the theaters this weekend?
Oh, geez. We have 2001 A Space Odyssey is playing at the State Theater on Saturday.
The longest start to a movie in the history of mankind.
Absolutely.
15 minutes of monkeys.
Nice. Well, wouldn't all films be improved
I didn't make it to minute 16. So.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. Delivery Man is also opening at the Multiplex. It's a remake of a French comedy, which we played at the Michigan. It's about a sperm donor who discovers that he's fathered 533 children through sperm donations made 20 years earlier, and he gets hit with a lawsuit from 142 of them. So that's Delivery Man. Looks pretty good.
A Vince Vaughn movie is a Vince Vaughn
that's
movie.
That's absolutely. And Vince Vaughn as Vince Vaughn.
Exactly right. He plays a great character in everyone. It just happens to be him.
Same guy. Yep.
Exactly right. Well, the Monday Funny Film Series continues.
Oh, let's turn it up to 11 on this one. We are showing This is Spinal Tap on Monday the 25th.
Now, see, everybody sees this as an extraordinary comedy. As a manager of heavy metal bands in the 80s, this was devastating to me. This was true to life. This was absolutely autobiographical.
That's how I feel about Waiting for Guffman, which is another Christopher Guest film. You know, that's about community theater, and yet hit a little close to home.
Well, there's lots of options, and we hope we'll see you at the movies. For Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat, exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.